AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Some have criticized the president for failing to link terrorism directly to Islamic extremism, but President Obama made the link during a late afternoon White House summit on violent extremism.
ISIL is terrorizing the people of Syria and Iraq, beheads and burns human beings in unfathomable acts of cruelty.
The U.S. military has screened a number of moderate Syrian rebels who might take part in a combat training program.
The goal is to get the rebels to the point where they can eventually fight Islamic State militants. First, they need basic training.
This is a walk before you run endeavor.
Rear Admiral John Kirby says the military has screened about 1,200 rebels from several moderate groups in Syria who could go to any of three training facilities in the region. Once trained, they might be able to help coalition forces identify targets for airstrikes. Kirby says up to 1,000 American troops would be involved in the training mission. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Obama administration is withholding from Israel some sensitive details of its nuclear negotiations with Iran because it's worried that Israeli government officials have leaked information to try to scuttle the talks and will continue to do so. Israel today unveiled the largest collection of medieval gold coins ever found in the country. 2,000 coins were accidentally discovered 2 weeks ago by amateur divers. According to federal statistics, Florida has eclipsed California to become the state with the highest number of consumers buying health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. And a Connecticut dentist has been charged in the death of a patient who was unresponsive during a procedure. This is AP Radio News. The stock market barely budged following the mid-afternoon release of minutes from the Fed's January meeting. The transcript showed that policymakers were less likely to raise interest rates in June than investors previously thought.
The Fed's benchmark interest rate has been near zero for more than 6 years. Minutes from the last meeting show worries about inflation and continued weakness in the job market. Since the meeting, there are encouraging signs about job growth. Some experts think rates will start rising in June, but recent developments have some thinking it might happen in September. The minutes show policymakers are worried about dropping the word patient to describe how long they are willing to wait, fearing financial markets might overreact. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A watch collector spotted a rare Swiss timepiece in a Phoenix Goodwill store. He bought it for $5.99, then sold it for $35,000. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.